We'll start again from the Mishnah, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, towards the bottom. Zok the Mishnah. Mokim shenogel halik es haner b'lel yom kippurim adlikin. There was a minhag that they used to light a ner on lel yom kippur. The question if you make a bracha or not. We make a bracha. So the minhag of those that made a ner on lel yom kippurim adlikin. The reason of the ner is, the Gemara says, is in order to assure that tashma shamita is also, because le'oil haner can be mishamish. Mokim shenogosh loyla hadlik, the minig where they were not madlik, was also for the same reason. A madlikin, and Rashi explains, because she not be misava biishtoi, since it's dark. So there's no mokim of being misava, so mela the minig was shloyla hadlik, a madlikin. However, madlikin b'batim nisiz b'batim midrashos, you light in the shuls in the b'batim midrashos, u'b'mavoyis ha'feilim v'al-gabi ha'choylim, it's still shalom bayis, it's still, you want to make sure that it's not dark, in dark alleyways, choylim, And but midrasha is some bring down because since you can't be ma'anik the yontu b'achil v'shtiya, you're ma'anik with b'ner. So the Gemara Tana bein shomer lahadik bein shomer shloi lahadik shnei l'dov ayechon iskavnu. It's for the same reason, meaning in order to avoid tashma shamita, either it's light or it's dark. So you're not misav. Omer Rabbi Shua doj rov of amich kulam tzadikim lolim yishu oretz bein shomer lahadik bein shomer shloi lahadik shnei l'dov iskavnu l'dov ayechod. That was the Gemara. Zok the Gemara vayta. Omer Rabbi Dom Hashmul. Ein mevorchen ala oil ela b'moitze Shabbos. There's a new din. There's not the din of lighting there, Erev Yom Kippur. We have the minig we talk to make a brocha. Lighting there Yom Kippurim.
The regular candles.
This is the regular candles. Here we talk about being madlik and there on motze Yom Kippur. So steht in Breis, Omer Avido Meshmul, ein mevorchen ala oil, you only make a brocha on Moira Eish, only motze Shabbos, not motze Yom Kippur. Why motze Shabbos only? Zogti Gemara. Hoyel v'tchilas briyosoi hu. That was the time of creation. The Gemara later is going to say, Adam Rishon took two re'efim, two stones, and he started a fire. So that's the tchil of the briyah of Eish. Omalehu usova, which is, you know, normally Eliyahu Novi. V'teme rabba bachana, yasher. Very good. That means only Matzah Shabbos, you make a bracha mara Eish. V'chein om Reb Yechanon. Zok the Gemara the following maisa. Ula have a rochiv chamra. He was driving on a donkey. Va'ozel have a shokel. Va'ozel Rab Abba yimiyemine. Rab Abba on his right. V'Rab Abba chanam ismoile on his left. Omle Rab Abba leUla. So Rab Abba told Ula, Vade dam risu mishpeder Rab Yochanan. Is it correct that you said in the name of Rab Yochanan, Ei mevorchen ala ul ela b'motzeh Shabbos, which implies that in Motzeh Yom Kippur you do not make a bracha ma'ira eish on Motzeh Yom Kippur? And why only Motzeh Shabbos? Hoil v'tchilas b'yosihu. So Ula took this offensive, so to speak, and he turned to Rabbi Bar Chana, who was after all Talmud. Hoda Ula Chozebe Rabbi Bar Chana Bishus. He looked at him in a bishus dick way because it seemingly Rabbi Abba is saying this. He must have heard it from you, from Rabbi Bar Chana, and this is incorrect. I never said that Rabbi Yochanan says that you don't make a bracha on Motzei Yom Kippur. That was in the context of Rabbi Yochanan's statement. So he Chozele Bishus because he held. Ula held that on Motzei Yom Kippur you also make a bracha ma'ira eish. Now, it might be a different reason you make a bracha. On Motzei Shabbos it's tchilat b'yosai, and Motzei Yom Kippur is because it's a ner sheshovas, meaning up until now during Yom Kippur it was issa of melacha, and now you're mevorich because it's starting a. The Ran actually says it's like a bichas hanenin also because till now you couldn't be nene from misasik and eish, and now you could. If you look in Tosis, the bottom Tosis, very sadistic Tosis. Let's see the bottom Tosis. Look Tosis. What's the bracha? So Tosis says as follows. Hiksha Rabbi Yosef. We know the Gemara bracha says you're not to be nene from the hazeh b'loy bracha. Why do you not make a bracha every time? You're nene from the eish. Why only a matzah Shabbos? V'tiretz da hanimilik shegufoy nene, aval shar hanoloi. Zok Tosis, you said it's a kivot. Being nene from eish is not a birch hanenin. It's not in hanos haguf. When food goes into your mouth, when you see a shtia, an achila, or even maybe a reyach, birch hanenin. Reyach also. Ma she'enkein over here when it's only a riyah is not a birch hanenin. Shar hanoloi. We make a yoitz amoyrus. We make a bracha on the shemesh every day, which is ria. It's recreated every day. So you're making a bracha, even though it's not anos aguf. It's a nischadish kol yoim. So Tosfos says two yisoides. Number one, he says birchas ha'esh is not a birchas hanen, it's a birchas ha'shvach. And I, when you make just like you make on the sun, teretz is neschadish every day. Mashenge the or is constantly you're being utilizing fire. You're cooking. You're doing, and that's good for the vart. When matzah Shabbos you make it because that's chilas b'yosei. That's tekan when it was neschadish. It was neschadish on matzah Shabbos. Just like the sun is neschadish every day, so matzah Shabbos was the chilas b'yosei and neschadish of esh.
But,
so it's not a hano. We're saying it's not a hano. It's not a birchas hanenin.
You don't make a
brachas birchas hanenin, but you do make a birchas hashvach. Why didn't you make the birchas hashvach every day like you do by the sunlight? That he says because the sun is neschadish every day, and this only neschadish meaning the tchilas b'yosei was a matzah Shabbos.
Matzah Shabbos also two reasons we make it.
So Shabbos we make it because the birchas hashvach of tchilas b'yosei, not a birchas hanenin.
And also the whole Shabbos you couldn't have fire. Like
that's Rabbi Yom Kippur. We'll see soon. That we don't say on Shabbos. We say it because Tchilas B'yosei. On Yom Kippur we say, you make a bracha, but on Yom Kippur we say the bracha is because of Asha Shavas. On Yom Kippur, the Shartzian says, you mechazer after Ner, because that's good for what the Havdalah is. Till now you weren't, and now you could. We'll see soon. It's a whole sugi now. Zok de Gemara. Al-Kaponim. So the point is right now, he looked at him, because he implied that Motzi Yom Kippur, you do not make a bracha. Now, he holds that you do make a bracha, maybe because of the reason it's a Hanoh Mechudeshes, the Ran says, because till now you couldn't be Nana, now you could. He calls it Hanoh Mechudeshes. And it's not as Motzi Shabbos, but upon him, it's not only Eim Vachan al Motzi Shabbos. So he told him back, Rabbi Chana said, I never said that Rabbi Yochanan in this context said they don't make a bracha on Motzi Yom Kippur and only Motzi Shabbos. No. Elohor Amri. The Tony Tanaka made Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Lozer Oimer. Yom Kippur Shalis B'Shabbos. Abamokim Shomash Lozer Hadik Madlikin. We're talking about the light of Erev Shabbos. We said on Erev Yom Kippur, there's different Minhagim. Some light, some don't. Both reasons because of Tashamita. So even though the places that they are not Madlik, because on Yom Kippur, you're not Madlik because of Issa Tashmish. But if it falls out on Shabbos, you're Madlik. Why? B'nikvot Shabbos. And on that, Rabbi Yochanan said, V'onei Rabbi Yochanan Basrei, V'chachomim Oisrim. The Chachomim Oisrim, they say no. That even if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, we do not make a light on the onset of Yom Kippur. Because of the Tashmish Amitadik Issa. But I never said that Rabbi Yochanan said that Motzah Shabbos is the only time you make a bracha on our Lafuke Motzah Yom Kippur. All Rabbi Yochanan said was that Chum Oishim, that you don't light on Erev Yom Kippur, even if it falls out on Shabbos. And he took it out of context, and Rabbi Yochanan says that Ein Madlikim Elo B'Motzah Shabbos Yimavarach on the Ner. Doesn't mean that not Motzah Yom Kippur. When it comes to Erev Yom Kippur, he says you don't do it even if it falls out on Shabbos.
You don't like candles for Friday night?
If it falls out on Yom Kippur, you don't. Yom Kippur, you don't, because Tashmish. So even if it falls out on Shabbos, Chum Oisrim. Zogt Rashi, Ano Ahamri, Aho Amri Alu. Mishmeid Rabbi Yechon, and the honor of Acha Atana, and Chum Oisrim, Lahadik Saner, Af B'Yom Kippur, Mishchalit B'Shabbos, Ad Motzah Shabbos. You don't light it on Friday night, if it falls out on Yom Kippur, until Motzah Shabbos. V'lo Yizkat, Yishmoish Rabbi Yechon, Al Oyer B'Motzah Shabbos. I never said Rabbi Yechon said you don't light only Motzah Shabbos, Lafuk Motzah Yom Kippur. El Bezuhim Svorim Shal Dover Birchas Ha'or Yizkat Yishmoy. They misinterpreted me that I said it referring to Motzah Shabbos, only Motzah Shabbos, not Motzah Yom Kippur. But Avada, it could be that Rabbi Yechon never said that. Omale Adotehei. Adotehei means, this I agree to you. This I agree that Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said, Chom Oisin, even if Yom Kippur falls out on the Shabbos, to light the onset. Zog de Mol, Kolele Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said about this, Sakra Vitaya, Maim Amukim Eitzo Belev Ish, Vi Ish Tvuni Yedleno, Daf Nun Dalad Omer Aleph. Which means, he touches up this posik in Mishle, meaning, Maim Amukim Eitzo Belev Ish, Ze Ula. Why is it Ula? Because Ula, with looking at Rabbi Bachana Bishus, without saying anything, he already hinted to him that he wasn't satisfied. That's my mamukim belev ish. It's in the belev. The ish tvuna yedleno. That was Rabbi Bachana. That he understood by looking at him in Bishus that he had a tine on him and he explained himself. I never said it. I only said that Chacham Oisim Rabbi Yochanan said that you don't light it if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos and the onset of Yom Kippur. But Lagabe Motzah, I don't say it's only Motzah Shabbos and not Motzah Yom Kippur. Zog the Gemara now, V'inu command Sivrua, V'inu meaning Ula and Rabba, that they did not want to agree to Rab Abba. Rab Abba was the one that stated that Eim Mevorchen Ala Or Ela B'Motzah Shabbos and not Motzah Yom Kippur. They held that you do light on Motzah Yom Kippur and Abba said that you don't light on Motzah Yom Kippur. What's taka the machlokes? What do they hold and what does he hold? Zok demoga ve'inu kaman svirale. Zok demoga ve'inu kaman svrua ki hodom Rabbi Yom bar Yefes om Rabbi Yechonon. Bevorchen ala ur bein b'motzei Shabbos bein b'motzei Yom Kippurim b'chein amedovar. And we taka make a bari mara eish on motzei Yom Kippur also, and that's the minig chein amedovar. That's the minig. Zok demoga meisvei akash on this. Ein mevorchen ala oil b'motzei Shabbos. Only on motzei Shabbos you make. Hoy v'tchilat b'yosi hu. It's the onset of the creation. That's when it was created. V'chemet shagoyim mevorch miyad. And when you see the fire, you make a bracha right away. Rabbi Yehuda oimer soidron ala kois. You don't make a bracha as soon as you see the fire. You make a kois agofen, and then you say b'som menesh. V'omer Rabbi Yehuda aloch Rabbi Yehuda that you mesader it ala kois. But what do we see al kaponim? That the machlokes is only if you mesader ala kois or if you say it right away. But both agree that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a Motzei Shabbos. The question is only alakois and not alakois. Is mashma only Motzei Shabbos? Tchilas b'yosoi and not Motzei Yom Kippur. So gemara depends. Lekasha kan ba'or sheshovas kan ba'or ayoytzim min ha'etzim. There's a fundamental difference. The hadlokah of Motzei Shabbos is on this man of the bria and this man of Adam Rishon when he took two stones and he created Eish. And that's the Eish Chadosha that you mevarich on. Masha'enka Motzei Yom Kippur, that is the Havdolah. It's Or Sheshovas. And Dr. Sharetzion, like I mentioned before, that you have to be mechazer after Eish on Motzei Yom Kippur because you want to be mavdil either Or Sheshovas. Masha'enka Motzei Shabbos, it's Tchilas B'yosoi. So if you have it, you make it. If you don't have to mechazer after it. Now, Dr. the Rashi, what does it mean Or Sheshovas? What does it mean? Shoye B'Shabbos Shedolak Hayoyim. It was on during the whole Shabbos, on Yom Kippur meaning, it wasn't done in Aver with it. It was lit beheta. So either you can light it Erev Yom Kippur, the hadlokah that you make Erev Yom Kippur, and you let it light all the way to Motzei Yom Kippur, and that's called Losh Shovas. It was Dolak beheta, it was lit for Erev Yom Kippur. Or, Zakt Rashi, Kagoin Shel Chayiv Shel Choyla. If you light a candle for someone that needs it for Pekuach Nefesh, that's also Or Shel Heter. It's a dover chiddush because it was issa melacha. It was now it's dam beheta chaya choyla or erev Yom Kippur. But that is where you make the bracha. Now it comes out the place we discuss. Let's say Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. So over here we always try to have an Arsha Shavas. We don't strike a match on Motzei Yom Kippur. But if it falls out on the Shabbos, you always strike a match because it's forked. It's the Tchilas B'Yosei. Yom Kippur is the Ikas Arsha Shavas. So you have Dafka not lit. Not something that you're lighting now. It was on Beheta before. If it falls out on Shabbos, Motzei Yom Kippur, so then if you don't have, you try to always have an Arsha Shavas. But if you don't have, so then we strike a match also on Motzei Yom Kippur that falls out on Motzei Shabbos. So Zok the Gemara again, loy kasha. It's not shver avada. You lie to Motzei Shabbos doesn't mean not Motzei Yom Kippur. When we said Motzei Shabbos, it means loy kasha kam ba'or sheshavas kam ba'or yotzim min eitzim. Zok the Gemara min eitzim min avonim. Zok the Gemara chada or yotzim min eitzim min avonim mevorach en olof. You make a brocha on the or that's yotzim min eitzim min avonim. Then the toni chada ein mevorach en olof. You don't make a brocha. Zok the Gemara loy kasha kam ba'motzei Shabbos kam ba'motzei Yom Kippurim. It depends. On Motzei Yom Kippur, it seems like you don't make a bracha on or sheyotzim in eitzim b'avonim. Because the bracha was nisakan on Motzei Shabbos, tchilas b'yosoi. Motzei Yom Kippur on a Tuesday, it's not tchilas b'yosoi. You don't make a bracha if you strike the match. It seems like Motzei Shabbos, that's when you make it, not Motzei Yom Kippur. Now, on Arsha Shovas, then you make a Motzei Yom Kippur also. Zokmo Rebbe Mefazron. Rebbe spread it out, meaning that he didn't necessarily say it ala kois. He said besomim when he saw besomim when he smelled it, and he said eish when he saw eish. Reb Chiya mechanson. Reb Chiya was mechanisel on the kois. Like this, you'll make sure you remember on a kois. So then, that's what we talk to do. So you'll make sure to do besomim and eish. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Ba'avdimi, Alpi Shereben Mefazron, even though he did it when he saw it, but choyze v'soydan ala kois. He said it again to be moitze b'nei beisoy k'del hoitze b'nei bonav b'nei beisoy ala kois. And noshem amuchuim in kiddush, noshem amuchuim avdola. It take 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Do they make their own avdola or not? But because is it mitzvah man groma? Is the age part is man groma? It was created then. But the point is, there's an arvus and it can be moitza b'nei beisai. Zok the Gemara v'or b'motzei Shabbos iri. Not a Gemara that digresses into the whole sugya of was or created on Motzei Shabbos. V'otan yasar zvom nivru b'erev Shabbos ben hashmoshos. There were 10 things that were created erev Shabbos ben hashmoshos. Eloein be'er the be'er Miriam v'hamon the mon that fell in the midbar v'keshes and the rainbow ksav. Zogdrashi ki Hashem Oisis, the Etzem Oisis, Umichtov, Rashi says, Chakikoson v'tzugoson. Kach shemati. One pshat is the etzem chakik of the oisis, like in the luchos. V'li nira ksav zui chakikas tzugoson v'amichtov hu eit v'cheret. Is the kavayochol, the eight, the pen itself, that was engraved into the luchos. B'nesen oimdim. Shenechtu b'ri chakikas haluchos kaida kedushin. So that is called ksav v'michtov. V'haluchos, the etzem luchos, that the Ebesha gave Moshe Rabbeinu. V'kivra shal Moshe, and the mokam of the kvura. And the Ma'ara that Moshe and Eliyahu were in. It says in the Pasuk, Vesamtich Menikas Atzur Ad Ovri, Vechem Eliyahu, Vayelech Ad Har Elohim Chorev, Vayovisham El Ma'ara, Vayolinsham, Pasuk Malachim. Psichas Pia Osoin, that the donkey by Bilam, in Pashas Bolok, opened his mouth. And that was created on Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes. It's a, the Baal HaMusa discuss, what did the Osan say when he opened his mouth? Lomi kisani, sholesh pa'omim. It's a zer, such a gvaldig nes, it never happened in mankind, that an animal should talk. And what does he say? It was created, ben ha-shmosh ha-zev Shabbos. And what does he say? You would think he would say, enod mavadoi, some type of major message. He says, why did you hit me three times? Lomi kisani. The pshat is, because what's the whole yisoid in Bilam, in Ayin Ra, and Ruach Nemucha, and Nefesh Rechava, all the concerns of Bilam, it all comes because he wasn't happy, Samech Bechelkoi, he was looking at others, that means he was lacking a Karas Tov to what he had. And like Chazal say, Pare was Kofi Tov to Yosef, that's why he became a Kofi Beika. If you lack a Karas Tov, that's the result of Bilam. So he told him, Lomi Kisani Zel Shalosh Pamim, that's not what he said. The Pia Osin said, why, where's the Karas Tov? Lomi Kisani. That's Takari, the Yisoid, why he became a Bilam, why you have these, the concerns of Nefesh Rechava and Ayin Ro. But the point is, this was created Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes. Upsichas pi ha'oretz that swallowed up Kerech v'adosoi. Livlo yisr ha'shoyim. Rem nechem yoyim mishum aviv af ha'ur. And that's the kasha we're asking. We're saying that Or was created in Motzei Shabbos. Here it says af ha'ur, that it was created on Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes. V'ha'pered. Pered is Rashi says, Ein kol chodesh tachas ha'shemesh. Meaning, it's not pshat as a graft of a horse and a donkey. It was created already, Erev Ben Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes, that mule. Rabbi Yoshia Oimer Mishum Aviv Afa Ayel Vashomir. Ayel is the Ayel of Avram Avinu by the Akedah, and the Shomir was a telas that Shlomo HaMelech cut the stone with. Rabbi Yudah Oimer Afa Tseves. Tseves is a tongue made out of a barzel. But the Ayel of Avram Avinu was a special creation. The Etzem Ayel of Rashi Shel Avram Avinu. That Ayel, that specific Ayel. Zog du mo rabbi yudam afat seves, the tongue. Hu ye oimer, what do you mean the tongue? Zog drashi she oisin achshav hanefochim. Zog du mo rabbi yudam, hu ye oimer tzafso betzafso misabdo. The tongue gufo was created through a different tongue. Vetzafso kamaisa man ovid, who made the original tongue? Zog du mo holaya, meaning it must be bidei shomayim. Holaya beya bidei shomayim. Omalei, efshi hasena betfus, what's the raya? Maybe it was made in a regular form, a tfus. V'yakveno kevon, and it was done. It was a kvius of a tfus gufa. Zog Gemara, hi laya baby the odom he. You're right. That's like a baby odom. But a kopon of kas is from Ur. Here we're saying Ur was created Motzei Shabbos on Marishon, and here it says El Shabbos and Shmoshes. And to the Gemara loy kasha harba ardi don harba ardi gehenem. Two types of Ur. Our fire was taka created in Motzei Shabbos. Mashen and ardi gehenem was taka created on Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes. Zog mo odi don ben Motzei Shabbos odi gehenem be Erev Shabbos. It was Ben Hashmoshes. Odi gehenem be Erev Shabbos. Ivri fek the more kasha. Odi gehenem was Erev Shabbos. Vatanya shiva dvorim nivru koyim shnivru oilam. Seven things were created before the creation of the world. Ve'eluin toira utshuva vegan Eden vegehenem. That means before the Bria's Oilam gehenem was already created. Vekis Yaakov the Beis Hamikdash. The koyach of the Beis Hamikdash. The Shlomo built the Beis Hamikdash, but the koyach in the Bria of the Beis Hamikdash, Vishmoy Shlom Mashiach, Torah Dichsiv, the Gemara brings Pesukim, Torah Dichsiv, that was created before the creation of the world, Hashem Konani Reishis Darkoi, Reishis Darkoi, before the creation, Chuvah Dichsiv, B'terem Horem Yolodu, B'terem, meaning prior, Uksiv, Toshav Enashah Darkoi, V'terem Meshuv V'nei Odom, Ganen Dichsiv, V'ite Hashem Elokim, Gan Be'eden Mikedem, Mikedem means prior, V'gehenem Dichsiv, Ki Och Me'etmol, Tifote, Kis Tifote, Me'etmol, meaning Tifote, the pity of Gehenem was already before. Kisi Yaakov Adu Beis HaMikdash Echsev, Kisi Kvoid Mora Mirishoin, Mokim Mikdashenu, Mikdashenu, Mirishoin, meaning earlier, Shmoy Shal Mashiach Echsev, Yisho Shmoy La Oilam, Lifnei Shemesh, Yonan Shmoy, Lifnei Shemesh, before the creation of the world. So HaKaponim, we see that you're saying that Gehenim was created, the Or of Gehenim was created Erev Shabbos. Here it says created before the Bria's Oilam. And for the Gemara, there's a difference. There's two parts of Gehenim. Amri, Chalolo, meaning the Chalol, the cavity of Gehenim itself, the Nivra Koidim Shnivra Oilam. That's before the creation of the world. V'ardi day, but the fire of Gehenim is Be'erev Shabbos. Fek the Gemara, V'ardi day, Be'erev Shabbos, Ivri, the Or of Gehenim was an Erev Shabbos. V'atan Rabbi Yisrael, O Shabbat HaKosh Baruch B'Sheni B'Shabbos, the Or that the age created on the second day of creation, Ein Loi Kviel Oilam, never gets extinguished. Shenemar, V'yeitzu V'ru'u, why does Kitoiv not mention on the second day of creation? So we see clearly Arsha Gehenim was created when? On the second day of creation. You're telling me that the Or of Gehenim was Erev Shabbos. Chalolah Shal Gehenim was Kodim Bias Oilam. Or Shal Gehenim, you're saying, was Erev Shabbos. Here it says clearly that Or Shal Gehenim was on Yom Sheni. That's why it doesn't say Kitoiv. The fire of Gehenna was created on the second day. It says Kitoiv in the sixth day. And the Mashal explains, because Gehenna on the second day was before Adam was created. So Gehenna is not Toiv yet, because no Chet yet. But Shekin on the sixth day when Adam was created, so then Gehenna is Toiv, Taka, because it's a kapara for Adam's Chetoim. But upon him, we see it's created on the second day and not on Erev Shabbos. Back to the drawing board. Chalola, the chalola itself of Gehenim was going to be a Soilam. The Ardi day, the fire of Gehenim was a Sheni B'Shabbos. The Ardi don, and RR, the Machshava on Libogas B'Erev Shabbos was taken the intent was created Erev Shabbos. The Nivrat Motze Shabbos, the Adam Arishon took two stones together to Motze Shabbos. The Tanya Rabbi Yosef Mishnei Dvaram on Machshava on Libogas B'Erev Shabbos, there were two things that the intent was created Erev Shabbos. The Nivrat Motze Shabbos, Uva Motze Shabbos, Nosek Hashbog Adei, but Adam Arishon, he gave Adam Arishon Das, Me'ein Dugma Shal Milo, the Hevish Ne'avonim, he took two stones, with Tochman Zubazu, and he ground them together. And we yotzemen ur the heavyste behemois, and also he did a hakova. We hirkev zubazu we yotzemen pered, and that was the mule. Reb Shimon Gamliel loyme pered bimei anohoyo. Pered was already in the time of Ano. Who is Ano? Zogdmol shenema. Who Ano ashemotze sayemim bamidbar? He was Ano ashemotze sayemim bamidbar. These he found the prodim in the midbar. The pered. What did you say? Correct, B'nai Seir. Now, the Gemara is going to say exactly how he was created. He was a Mamzer. Zog the Gemara. Oh, that's why he Taka had the grafting. Right. Oh. Dor Shechamuras HaYomrim, Ana Apostle Hoya. Ana was Apostle. Zog Drashi Sheochiv Me'imoy Hoya Oviv, his brother was his father. His brother was Baal Imoy. Kenfar Shabbat Sivoy Nat Imoy Vaholid. Zog Dumara, he was apostle, Lefika Hevi Apostle Oilam. And that's where he brought Apostle Oilam, meaning he also took the grafting of a donkey and a horse. Shnema Elu B'nei Seir HaChori Uksiv. It says Elu B'nei Seir HaChori Zog Drashi V'Tzivon V'Ano. These are brothers. Alma Achihava, Uksiv Elu B'nei Tzivon V'Ayo V'Ano. And he was a son of Tzivon. So how could he be his brother and also his father? Alma B'nei Hoyo. Zog Demog Elu B'nei Tziachor V'Ksiv Elu B'nei Tzivon V'Ayo V'Ano. Elam Lamed Shabbat Tzivon Al Ima V'Holi Meno Ano. Fegemog, what's the rhyme? Maybe it's a different Ano. Who said that's the same Ano? V'dil Metre Ano Hava, Omerova, Amina Milse De Shvor Malka Lo Yamora. I'm going to say something that Shvor Malka did not say. Umanu Shmuel. The Shmuel said the following. Ikadami, another Pshad is Omra Papa, Amina Milsa, the Shwar Makla, Omra, Umani Rova Omar. Omar, Koro, Shwar Makla means even Shwar Makla, even the Melech. Even the Melech wouldn't say, but Zog Rashi, Shmuel Korale Rova Shwar Makla, Mishum the Bokio Ibidinin, Vilskavose Bidine, Kidina Yoitzin Pia Melech, like it comes out of the mouth of a Melech, Shemiskayim, Ushwar Mi Melech Parsim Hoibi Me Rova. Shwar was really a king of the Persian kings, but even the Persian king, everyone follows, but Rava said it, or Shmuel said it. What did they say? Hu ano, hu ano, the mikoro. When it says hu ano, it means the same ano. Don't tell me it's two anos. It's the same ano. Zog maton rabbanon asarot v'am nivrim be'ev Shabbos v'nesh moshes. There were 10 things created be'ev Shabbos v'nesh moshes. Ve'eluin. Be'er, the well of Miriam. Umon v'keshes. Haksav v'amichtov aluchos. Like we said before. Kivash v'moshe moro, shomad v'moshe v'elio. Psichas v'yosan, psichas v'yoretz, v'loyez r'shoim. V'yesh oimrim. And we're adding on now. Af makla shel Aaron, the makla of Aaron by the parish of Korach, shkedeo, the almonds, uprocheo, and the flowers, and the blossoms, v'yesh oimrim af amazikin, v'yesh oimrim af bigdoi, dafnun daladom et beiz, bigdoi shel odom arishon. What's bigdoi shel odom arishon? Zog Rashi, on the top. Shehoye chakukas by kol min chayo behema. They were chakuk on the begodim of odom arishon, all types of animals. V'hu nimsal nimrod, who was given over to Nimrod. Al kein yoimah ken Nimrod gibor tzayid. The ace of Horgoin, ace of killed Nimrod, the notline, he took that beged. Lefikochai ishtayed, he became an ishtayed. The hain shekosu behen hachamudois asher ato bebayis. And this was the big de chamudois. Vanishamati begodu shalom rishon hanuk soines or shahoyolohi. The kitnos are, that's begodu shalom rishon. But the point is, this is an additional thing that was created erev Shabbos bein hashmoshois. We'll stop over here, the top of the omid. By Tanu Rabbanon.